So I was actually in the fitting room for a lot longer than you would normally be. So I was really conscious of that.
And then
this guy obviously popped in, which is what prompted me to actually do it in the first place.
Yeah. Oh my God! So what did you like cloak and dagger kind of You like this?
Well, he didn't come in. He came in. He said, "Have you got? You know, how many items have you got?" Which is that whole kind of
very intrusive,
and it's almost like he wasn't that where he should have been to kind of count my items, which is completely the wrong impression anyway.
Yeah.
And then as I left, he was stood where he should have been stood, and looked a bit sheepish and was overly polite.
Right.
When I left, and I just wondered whether or not whether he'd actually heard.
It's very interesting. So what actually happened was he wasn't the security guard or anything. He was the guy in the changing rooms. Yeah. He was wrong positioned. He was out of context.
Yeah.
And so it felt like you were being quizzed by a security guard or something, that you felt like you'd done wrong. You were being accused of doing something wrong. Is that right?
Yeah, I totally felt as though it was more about don't nick one of those shirts than it was helping me with sizes or anything else. It was completely the wrong impression.
Yeah.
And I've shot there, this is Banana Republic, so I've shot there three or four times.
Yeah.
It's really stylish and everything in there. But every time I've tried something on, there's been groups of staff chatting in the back, rummaging through, kind of refolding things. Mm. They're not welcoming you into the fitting room area.
Yeah,
and it's always been like that, and it's a real letdown. Actually, it's surprising how much of a letdown it is.
So I wonder what impact that's having. I mean, you're consciously making yourself aware of it, but on a conscious or subconscious level, I wonder how many people are affected by that, and what impact it has on both that experience there and then, but also their ongoing experience of that brand and their loyalty to that brand, their desire to go back to that brand and reshop there. Or will they go to Banana Republic's competitors, whoever those people might be? I wonder what effect it has.
So you're assuming then that this isn't a one-off, it actually happens on a frequent basis?
Well, you have to assume so. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, if it is happening on a frequent basis, then it's building up a kind of subconscious kind of wish to go somewhere else.
Yeah, when I go to Banana Republic, I know I'm going to get... I'm made to feel like a thief or made to feel uncomfortable.
It's probably less about... It doesn't prevent me from going there.
Right.
It just doesn't...
Tarnishes the impression.
It does. It just doesn't kind of...
Make it as pleasurable?
Yeah, it's just that, I think. I mean, I'm not sure if they'd actually lose my business, but it's just one of those things that you just feel...
So why does it
it's a missing...
What does it matter about then, Carl? Yeah. Why does it matter if it's, you're not going to lose the business?
Because it's not just about business, is it? It's not just about...
Isn't it ultimately about losing business and keeping business and growing a customer, loyal, satisfied customer base?
Yeah, but you're moving that conversation on from the original question. The original thing was, is it just about business? Mm. And I'm saying, no, it's not just about business. It is about... growing your customer base, and it is about the retail experience, I think. Mm. But just because they don't lose my business doesn't mean that they shouldn't be doing better.
Interesting.
That's my point.
Yeah.
I wish I could articulate that better, but I think for now is my best point.
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it. In a world where there's quite a lot of focus on winning new business, too much perhaps, and therefore less focusing on the business.
So I think what we were saying was when we are audiobooing, we need to be more edgy, secret shopper, and these are in the moment.
Very assertive about it.
Assertive.
Yeah, assertive and perhaps with a compelling introduction.
Yeah.
A hook up front.
Oh.
Okay, so more soon. That was a discussion by the Potentio team, www.potentio.co.uk.